Good morning, church. I have something to say here this morning. I was sitting there thinking about this on the way to church. Many times we are agents of Satan, whether we are willing or unwilling. I want to talk to you about unwilling this morning. Yesterday, I got really angry at my children. And Katerina kind of rebuked me, and she was just like, you know, don't say such a thing. And I thought about that, and I was silent, and then I just said, you know what? She's right. She's right. I shouldn't have said what I said. And I thought about that, and I said, you know, I'm not on Satan's team. I don't want to be on Satan's team. But I was an unwilling partner on his team at that point. So today, we're here in church this morning. We got a song list. We're ready to praise the Lord. Now, are you going to stop and let bitterness, anger, anything else, you know, compete with worshiping God in spirit and in truth? To be an unwilling partner with Satan. Everybody has to make their own decision, right? So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for today, that we can have joy in our hearts, we can sing praises to you, and we can come and worship you in spirit and in truth. And so, Father God, as we come straight to your throne room here this morning, we're going to press in towards you, worship you with everything that we have, leaving everything behind, and just concentrate fully on you. And we thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for.
Amen.
Lies bound this ocean where mighty billows roll. I fix my hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me, as storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon His mercy and trust Him more. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice has stilled the waters and bid their tumult cease. My pilot and deliverer, to Him I'll confide. For always when I need Him, He's at my side. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He is my friend and Savior, in Him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. By faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind. life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind, no wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free as free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All that I have has never yet been told. I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All I have has never yet been told. I have found that hope so bright and clear, living in the realm of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near, I can see his smiling face. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All that I have has never yet been told. I have found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll. It is like a great overflowing well, springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All that I have has never yet been told. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All that I have has never yet been told. Rapture comes, I'll be taken from this place. But while I'm here on earth, I'm gonna preach the word, and I'm not gonna stop till everyone has heard. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, and that's what makes me whole. Well, Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my King. All I want to do is just worship him and sing. I used to pray by minutes, but now I pray by hours. 'Cause when the Holy Ghost comes down, he gives us all the power. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, and that's what makes me whole. If you are in bondage, he will set you free. If you are blind, he can make you see. Devil, take notice, you better turn and run. 'Cause in the name of Jesus, the battle has been won. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart, I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, and that's what makes me whole. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart, Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart, and that's what makes me whole. Satisfies the longing and he fills the hungry soul. He satisfies the longing and he fills the hungry soul. He satisfies the longing and he fills the hungry soul. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He sent his word and healeth them. He sent his word and healeth them. He sent his word and healeth them. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He makes the storm a calm so the waves thereof are still. He makes the storm a calm so the waves thereof are still. He makes the storm a calm so the waves thereof are still. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You'll find that in Psalm 107, scattered throughout the chapter.
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. This life with its great mysteries surely one day will come to an end. But faith will conquer the darkness and death and will lead me at last to my friend. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I believe that the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today. For He changed me completely, a new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe to the old rugged cross. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross.
Amen.
Was I and a wandering, in the cold night of sin I did roam. When Jesus the kind shepherd found me, and now I am on my way home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He restores my soul when I'm weary. He giveth me strength day by day. He leads me beside the still waters. He guards me each step of the way. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there. And safely His great hand will lead me to the mansions He's gone to prepare. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Amen.
I will give thanks to Thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to Thee among the nations. For Thou Thy steadfast love is great. Is great to the heavens, and Thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, among the heavens. Let Thy glory be over all the earth. Be exalted, for Thy steadfast love is great to the heavens, and Thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let Thy glory
my shield, to you alone. Love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we appreciate you. And thank you for being with us today. Thank you, Lord, for having it your way. Thank you for leading me, guiding me. Help me to pray. And I want to praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are wonderful and worthy to be praised. You are the mighty King. You are the master of everything. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than any other. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Oh Lord, we are excited today being in the house of the Lord. We came with expectancy that you are going to move in the midst of us and that you are going to do great and mighty things that we know not. Hallelujah. We trust in you, O Lord. Oh, that you will pour your power today upon this body of believers. And that you, O Lord, you will do, O Lord, a deep work in each and every one of us. And we want to thank you and praise you that we're not going to leave the same as we came. Oh, hallelujah. We came excited and we are going to live excited. Hallelujah. And we praise your holy name. You are the mighty King. You're the master of everything. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Lord. And we want to praise you today. You are God and we will praise you. You are God and we will exalt you. And will give thanks unto the Lord for his good and his mercy endures forever. Oh, his loving kindness is better than life, and our lips shall praise him. Our lips shall praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for victory today. Thank you for a mighty move of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for touching each and every one of us. And let it be unity in this body. Let us all be in one accord. Let us all be perfectly joined together without divisions in this body, we pray. Hallelujah. But be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. And the people, when they were in the upper room, they were all in one accord. They were all praying without ceasing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we pray, Lord, that it will be the same thing in this body of believers. And Jesus said, "Then you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and the utmost part of the earth." Oh, praise his holy name. And surely it did happen. God moved. Oh, and when the day of the Pentecost fully come, they were all in one accord, in one place. In one place, and suddenly came a sound from heaven, like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Oh, praise his holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. And appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and he sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke with other tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. What you did 2,000 years ago, you're able to do today. Oh Lord, we are in one accord. We want to stay in one accord. We want, oh Lord, to pray without ceasing. We want to be expecting God to move in such a mighty way. And Lord, we thank you for granting us, oh Lord, the desire of our hearts, oh Lord. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing. O Lord, we want to declare today that you are Jehovah Jireh also. You are a provider. You are the God that supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. Oh, by Christ Jesus, no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. You are the reward of them that diligently seek you. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, O Lord, that out of what you have given us, we want to give today to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness. Hallelujah, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. And we want to thank everybody that gave, everybody from all around the world that they sent to this ministry. We appreciate each and everybody that gives, and we pray for many blessings upon each and every person. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, and those who are thinking about it, we pray, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you put it in their heart to give, for they give for a good cause. For people get saved, people get delivered, people have been set free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that, O Lord, when we give for a good cause. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Praise your holy name. Thank you for anointing the pastors. He will deliver the message to us today. Thank you for giving him freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power. And we praise you and thank you, Father, for victory today in this body of believers. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. We pray for everyone that gives a testimony for the anointing upon them. And we bless you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
This Memorial Weekend, a lot of people, three-day holiday off, what they do in America, is that they simply, this is time to go camping. It's a time to go here and there and yonder. And usually churches are pretty thin on Memorial Day because people got other things to do. But we're glad for those of you that are here today and those that are watching us. Millions of Americans today are homeless. They lost their homes in tornadoes, floods. And there's been a tremendous judgment upon our nation. And really, today, most pastors, actually every pastor, should stand up and simply say, we as a nation needs to repent. We need to seek the Lord and ask for forgiveness for our wicked ways of living. But you know, the sad thing is, that is not really happening. A few churches here and there, but not on the whole. I'd like to read a scripture for the book of Revelation, chapter number 9. And I did not prepare the crew for this. I don't know how fast Joe is today. But in Revelation chapter 9, we read this. In verse 18, by these three was a third part of men killed by the fire, by the smoke, and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouth. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents, had heads, and with them they do hurt. One third of the world population is going to be killed during this particular plague. It's going to happen in the future. But I want you to see the last two verses. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. This week we've seen on our newscasts, different news networks, the devastation. But I was really taken back when this week, instead of having a morning and talking to people about God, particularly ABC had a news program on in the morning, on Friday morning, and he showed the devastation. And then immediately they turned to fornication and adultery when he had one of the most horrible women in the United States, and right now he's on the scene, dancing around on the stage, almost naked, with a whole bunch of people around her. And it's flaunting this in the face of God. As the camera panned the crowd there in New York, in front of the ABC network headquarters, were thousands upon thousands of people. And what I saw was not down and out people, not raunchy people, but ordinary Americans in their 30s, 40s, standing there and taking this in and worshiping this so-called goddess. Many of the women were dressed like her and tried to gyrate like she did. What would it take for America to wake up? Will it take more earthquakes, floods, tornadoes, disasters, wars? How much will it take before the American politicians realize we cannot rebuild? We don't have the funds for rebuilding. We don't have the money right now to fix the things that are broken. What will it take? The church of Americans awake, we need to pray. We need to pray for the gift of repentance. Because you see, the gift of repentance is given by God. If the Holy Spirit is not convicted, men and women, they cannot repent. How many times do you pray for God to have His Holy Spirit convict sinners of their sins? I think that most people don't even pray that. We don't even think about it. We think it about ourselves and our own situations. But this is the key, to pray for repentance. Let me read the last two verses one more time. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, idols of gold and silver and brass and stone, and of wood which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of sorceries, nor of fornication, nor of the thefts. The people in Haiti has not repented as a nation after the devastating earthquake. The country of Japan that was devastated early this year, you don't hear that they have repented and been seeking the Lord. Instead, they flocked to Buddha and burned incense to Buddha and beat their drums. New Zealand, we can go down country after country where they have disaster, Chile, and we will find that those who survived did not repent. If there's one thing in shortage in the world today, it is a gift of repentance. Let us pray that God will send the gift of repentance. Before I preach, let me just share this also with you. With you today that are watching us, would you lift up my hands? When the fight was going on between the Amalekites and Israel, Moses lifted up his hands. And as long as the hands was up, they had victory. But he got tired and the hands fell down. And Joshua and Hur went up and held up his hands until they had victory. The month of May has been probably one of the sparsest month in our ministry when it comes to finances. We've had very little money coming in this month. And I do not know why, and I cannot question it. I know that many of you watching did not send anything this month. And I'm going to ask you, would you hold up my hands? And today after the broadcast is over, would you go on PayPal or use our banking account that we have and send your gift? It is needed. In this ministry here in Sacramento, we pray, we work hard, we do what we can, we give of our own money, but we need help. And you notice we're not living high on the hogs, we're not living in luxury. And if you can help today, and you haven't given, would you give today? Thank you. We're going to have a prayer time, and we got a couple of things here to pray for today. We have here from a lady up in Chico, California. And she said, I have a prayer request that our daughter, Evelyn, who is 32 years old, will find a job and also God's guidance for her life. What she shall do next. She is living at home with us. Thank you so much. And this is from Marlene. So we're going to pray for that. Pray for Jan Pedersen, Sweden, to get a job so he can come to Sacramento to be delivered from demons. I talked to him this morning, and this man has been battered in life, and he needs deliverance, and he's been following us for some time, and he doesn't have a job. And I said this morning, let's just pray for you to get a job so you can get enough money to come over here for a couple of weeks. We can pray for you and minister to you. And he was excited about that, so we will pray for that. We're going to pray for Eric in Canada. Now, Eric is also Swedish, but he moved to Canada. He's a farmer. He has 1,300 acres, and he's been sowing them, putting seed down. He got one field left, and he's been trying to beat the rain. So once he's finished with that, he's going to come down to Sacramento for deliverance. So we're going to pray here that God will give another day or 2 days of sunshine so that he can finish up what he got left, so he can come down and be delivered. We're also going to talk about the oil. The price of oil remained flat last week. It rose 49 cents per barrel, ended up at $100.59. In the meantime, gasoline prices have been falling in the United States, despite that oil has not gone down that much. This indicates that the gasoline price of the pumps had been inflated above what the cost has been for the oil companies. There can be at least two reasons for this. First, they've been pressuring Congress to do something about high fuel prices. And secondly, people are driving less and inventories of gasoline have built up, and the oil companies are trying to deplete more of their inventory. Let us continue to pray that confusion shall overcome all the people involved in the oil speculation market. So those of you who'd like to pray with us, you come on up. And so I'm going to have you pray for Eric in Canada, that God will deal with him. I'll let you take care of the oil. And if you will pray for John Peterson, that he will get a job so that he will have the funds. And I'll let you pray here for this lady, 32 years old. She needs to go to work. She needs to leave home. And Monica, why don't you come on up and you pray for the finances for the ministry. And would you stand with us?
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you are always looking out for us and that you are taking care of us. And you have seen in the past weeks now that we are struggling. And but we know that you are a rich Heavenly Father and that you can take care of us. So I pray, Jesus, that you will open up the floodgates and let all the funds come into the ministry, because we need your help, Jesus. We are behind in stuff that we need to pay. And so I pray, Jesus, that you will be with us and that you will help us. We really do need your help, and I know that you know. So I pray, Jesus, that the stuff, the money will come in somehow from wherever. It doesn't matter who sends it, as long as someone does. And I thank you and I praise you.
Father in heaven, I just want to thank you for being our guide and our example and interceding for others. You stand before the throne. You intercede on our behalf, Father, as believers in you. And your Holy Spirit makes utterances and intercedes on our behalf when we know not how to pray for others. Father, you've given us the supreme privilege of representing you in standing in the gap between heaven and earth and holding up people like Eric in Canada. Father, we pray that you'll make provision for him so that he can finish the sowing in the field that he needs to complete prior to coming into our ministry for deliverance in 2 weeks. And I thank you, Father, for being a part of that deliverance team who will be addressing Eric's deliverance. And Father, we just pray right now that all demonic power that has had any influence in his life right now will be put on notice and subdued from having any restraining effect on him, that he might come uninhibitedly and with a very positive and hopeful attitude, knowing that the Lord wants to meet him here at our church, and that he's going to do a deep work in Eric. And Father, we just thank and praise you for men like this who are willing to acknowledge that there are things that only God can do, and that they are willingly turning to God in these times for that kind of cleansing and that kind of empowerment that they will receive as a result of wholly dedicating their lives to you and being filled with the Holy Spirit where there had once been oppression from the enemy. I thank and praise you for what you're going to do in Eric's life and for how you're going to anoint us in assisting him and for the finishing of the sowing in his field that he needs to do prior to coming down here. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that you are in control. You are in control of the oil prices. And, O Lord, remember we prayed one day, O Lord, and immediately the oil went down 16 points. And that's you, Lord. You work mysterious ways. And Lord, you move in the supernatural. And what men cannot do, God can. And we want to thank you and praise you today, O Lord, for a mighty victory in this crisis, Lord. And we bless you and thank you. We want to pray right now for the people that those speculators. We pray, O Lord, that you put fear in their hearts. Put such a fear that they may lose their investment and they will start selling and selling and selling, and also bring confusion also in their ranks. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father. But most of all, when you move, Lord, things start happening. And we pray, O Lord, that you move in this case, Lord, and put that fear in their hearts, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we No, Lord, without a shadow of a doubt, you're in charge, you're in control, and you're going to make things happen. You're going to make that oil go down and down, O Lord, more than we ever imagined, no, more than we ever thought. And we, O Lord, laid it at the altar right now. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do. And we pray this in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you and praise you for giving this prayer. When you give the prayer, you bring the answers. And we thank you that Jan Peterson in Sweden will get a job so that he can have the financing to come to Sacramento and to be able to live comfortably. And he wants to be delivered from demons. And we thank you and praise you. Father God, you have a plan for this man's life. He will get delivered, whether it be by telephone or if he can come here. That's beautiful. That's what you'd want. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, that this man can follow the leadings in the deliverance package, that he'll be able to give up everything that he needs to give up, and that it's going to be your perfection in Jan Peterson's life. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Father God, we lift up, we lift up Marlene, and she's asking for prayer for her daughter, Evelyn. I'm sorry, I can't talk. Can somebody else help me?
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for touching Evelyn, Lord, and that this daughter will be able to, Father God, it is obvious she has an arrested development spirit. And we just pray, Father God, that she'll be able to overcome this, that she be set free, Lord, so she can get a job and start living on her own, Father God, and be a person, not just a child, but to be an adult. And we thank you for touching her right now. We lift up Norma that is in the Philippines right now for 2 weeks, Father God. We thank you for your anointing upon her as we prayed for her, that she will have a tremendous harvest what she is doing there, Lord. And we praise you for that. And we thank you, Father God, for every prayer that was spoken here today that are now upon your altar. The smoke is coming up before you, Father God. And in due season, they shall be answered. And we thank you, we praise you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Well, we're going to take some testimonies now from the congregation. I wanted to preface that with something that I wasn't going to bring up today, but John has touched so much on so many things that I've run into in my study of the Bible this week. And one of them was a messianic prophecy in Zechariah 13, and in verse 6, it speaks, I believe, of Jesus. It says, "And one shall say unto him, What are those wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends." And I had read this for years, you know, on and off. I would come across this verse, and I thought, in the house of his friends. Well, he wasn't friends with the Romans, and friends with the world is enmity with God. Who's he talking? When he had the, you know, and I was confused about it, and it gelled for me just last night that there may be something I'd been missing all these years in that verse. He's talking about the wound, and he's not talking about nails. He's not talking about Romans. For a while, I thought it was the house of his friends was somehow symbolic of the house of Israel, and that it was his friends Israel that. I'm beginning to think much differently now about this. He was talking about the actual wounds in his hands and possibly about that encounter in the upper room with Thomas and the other disciples. And all of these instances that John brought up today in the sermon that spoke of the fact that even though he was appearing to them with these wounds in his hands, feet, and side, that they weren't believing. It was the unbelief. He had these wounds that he was showing them in the house of his friends and in the upper room and on the in the other places that this was happening, and that he was still being shown unbelief after having come back from the dead. That was just an aha moment for me that I got today after listening to all of the things that you listed, John, that were indicative of the fact that Jesus continued to suffer after he came back from the dead. This obstinate unbelief that men have in them. But anyway, just an observation. Are there some testimonies today? Ina? Okay.
I wasn't really planning to testify, but I want to do that. First of all, I want to mention this, what my husband had said about, yes, we raised that person up so far as we are concerned. There was no pulse, no heartbeat, nothing. And the other person was in this one accord. She checked the same thing. But what I was to say was, what was the most amazing, that was amazing. It's the first time I've really seen what God, I have seen God do many miracles in my life, but this was different. But the things that was very touching to me of it all was two of her friends, they came with her, were not saved. And she was not saved, the lady. We couldn't finish. We started to lead her into salvation, but then she dropped down, you know. But we know that it takes time for the ambulance and people to come, and there was no time to spill. So then it's when I decided we are going to pray, and we were in one accord completely, just like John and Peter was. We're in one accord, and I think that is significant. That when we pray, and if we are alone someplace to, and we are the only one, God can still answer those prayers. She had a tremendous asthma attack. That was the only thing we know that she had spoken later. We lost contact because we moved from place to place, as you do when, you know, my husband was an evangelist at that time. But I just want to say this. It's not all about me or this lady, but it's all about what God can do. Not what we can do. But this is what was this sermon all about today. It's what God can do when we surrender to God completely. And it's also about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And but also I just wanted to quickly share that my husband and I went to a prison in the Bay Area. I had spoken up about, I think I'd like to go with you this time. Before, I was with a sister in the Lord, and we were praying in the car, and it was just a tremendous storm that day. I never forget it. It was just unbelievable. But we sat there, and I prayed for her, and we prayed for my husband. There was a very intensive prayer. And I never ask God any question, but I only know when he speaks to me, pray, we will do. And that's what we did. And he got saved. And my husband led him to Christ. And now this time, I had a strong feeling in my spirit that we should really talk about the baptism and Holy Spirit to him. So my husband had to kind of go through Bible verses, and I shared a little bit about the baptism and Holy Spirit. Very careful, a little bit in the beginning, a little bit. It's powerful and all this thing. And then my husband entered into it more deeper, and I was praying silently. But praise God, he asked and prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that's what I want to share. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Anna. Are there any others? All right, then we'll close. Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day out here today, this beautiful weekend we're having. And Father, as we look to your creation that bears testimony of all your glory, Father, that we're without excuse in knowing what you've done for us. Father, may we in some way this week find a new avenue of serving you and of letting your Holy Spirit pour out through us your grace, your mercy, your message of forgiveness and salvation to all that hear. Father, we pray for hearts to be softened in our workplace, in our community, in our families, and among those that we encounter randomly, Father. We just pray for opportunities to reach out and pluck people from the fire. And Father, as people are giving themselves to a process here in this church, which we have as our foremost mission, other than preaching the gospel, and that's deliverance, we pray, Father, that you would send many who are striving to overcome what the enemy has done in their lives. And we pray for a good harvest, Father, in this world as we look to your coming. And we anticipate that, knowing that there's a crown set aside for those who even look for your coming, Father. We thank and praise you in Jesus' name for the things that you're going to do in our lives this week. Amen.
Salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that conversation aright will I show the salvation of God.